Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha. Itmar k'ni k'chamor loikona. At v'chamor. Rav Nachman omar k'ona mechza. Rav Amnuna omar loyomar k'om. Rav Sheshes omar k'ona hakol. In other words, in the case of At v'chamor, that the person said At u'behima zu tiknu nechasai, Rav Nachman says that the person is koine mechza. Rav Amnuna, on the other hand, says that even the person is not koine mechza, and the loch is loyomar k'om. Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, says that the person is koine all the nechasim. Now to explain this, Rav Amnuna says loyomar k'om. V'chir one can explain that the reason why we say Loya Makom is because since he said At v'chamar, and he knows that a chamar cannot be kaina, for that reason we say that the whole hakna is a joke, and he does not mean to makna even to the person who has the ability to be kaina, which is the mashmos of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom explains this, Rav Nuna says Loya Makom is because he has medame kinyoni l'chamar, kwayma k'yichi d'chamar l'kana, ha'chinami at loy te kaina kvom. But in Tesis, one sees that Tesis argues on Rabbeinu Gershom. As Tesis explains, this Rav Sheshes proves that At v'chamor, the person is koina akol. Rav Sheshes brings the following raya, Om Rav Sheshes na'amino adetanya Rav Yisi Eimer Enucham marbekishos el apnimi shabai. Afichach shuterim meisef alachitin shbevetarim. Amai At v'chamor hu. And from there Rav Sheshes proves that At v'chamor, the person is koina akol. And for that reason, when someone is Tayrim, from Kishe, a Chuma is a good Chuma. Tesis explains that Rabbeisi is not referring to a case that all Kishuin are Morim, but rather Rabbeisi is referring to a case that Isa Shatayrim Nimtis Mora, that the Kishum that he was Tayrim from ended up being Mora, but at the time of Chuma he did not know that the Kishum that he was being Tayrim from were Morim. And still, if Sheshes proves that by At v'chamor we will say that At is koina akol, and so to the mosuk will be truma on the mosuk. If we are to understand like Rabbeinu Gershom, this that we say that At v'chamor koina akol according to Rav Nuna is because the whole akna was a joke, and he meant to medama At v'chamor, then by the case of Terim Kishuim, that according to Tesis at the time of truma he did not know that he was being Terim from a Kishuim that has an emora, we should not be able to apply the halach of At v'chamor loikono kvom. From this, Tesis understands that even in such a case, we can apply the halach of At v'chamor loikono kvom l'chayr, when clearly sees Tesis argues on Rabbeinu Gershom. And Tesis explains this, so we will say At v'chamor loikono kvom according to Rav Nuna with a different mahalach, as we will see Be'ezus Hashem. According to Rabbeinu Gershom, who explains this, so we say At v'chamor loikono kvom is only because we say that he's being medame at a chamar, and since he knows a chamar is not kaina, for that reason we say that he was not mechamed to be makanet to the person himself. Bukhayon has to say that Rabbeinu Gershom argues on Tesis, and Rabbeinu Gershom understands that all kishuim are morim, and it was not nimsis mora after that afroshas truma, but rather at the time of afroshas truma he knew that it was mar, and still the truma is truma. And for that reason, one can apply the halach of At v'chamor. And so to Achayu, one sees in the Rashbam as well. The Rashbam explains this, that according to Rav Sheshes, we will say by At v'chamor that the person is koine hakol, is because we say Adam yedea she'en chamor koine v'gomar v'daitei shemisha yucha liknes mishneyem yikne. In other words, Rashbam explains this, that according to Rav Sheshes, halach is koine hakol is only because a person knows that a chamor cannot be koine. And therefore, when he said At v'chamor, he was goymer b'dayte shemisha yucha liknes mishneyem yikne. Now, if we are to say like Tesis, that the case of Terim mina kishum is referring to a case that it was only nimsas mora after his afrosha, and at the time of afrosha he did not know it was mora, then one will not be able to apply the halacha of Rav Sheshes of Kana Hakol. The halacha of Rav Sheshes of Kana Hakol according to Rashbam is only based on this, that we say that at the time of Akna he knew that the chamor was not roi liknos. And therefore, according to the Rashbam, one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that the case of Terem Kishuim is referring to a case that he knew that it was Mara at the time of Hafrasha. And he knew that the Pnimi of the Kishes from which he was being Terem were Marim. And therefore, Rashashas understands, he will say, Kona HaKol. Since at the time of Hafrasha, he knew that in order for the Hafrasha to work, he can only be Marfresh Min HaMosuk and not Min HaMara HaMosuk. According to Tesis, on the other hand, one has to explain Pshat in this that we say, according to Rav Sheshes at V'chamor, that the person is Kleina HaKol with a different Mahalach than the Rashbam. So again, from Tesis, one sees that Tesis argues on Ibn Gershom's understanding in the Sheet of Rav Amnuna that we say at V'chamor Loyom Arkom, and from Tesis as well, one sees that Tesis is Chilak on the Rashbam's understanding of this. Rav Sheshes says by at V'chamor that the person is Kleina HaKol. Now, before we explain, the Mahalach of Tesis in this Rav Sheshes says Be'at V'chamor, the person is Kleina HaKol, I would first like to discuss the other Mahalachim as far as how to explain the Sheet of Rav Amnuna that At V'chamor is Lo Yomar Kum. In the Rashbam, we find that the Rashbam explains this, that we say that Be'at V'chamor, according to Rav Amnuna, Lo Yomar Kum, is because we say the kivon the bekinin echad shitev shneim we nigma bedaita lahaknes ozeh beloiza kvum the kivon the chamor loikana ihu nami loikana. In other words, Rashbam explains this that according to Avnu Lalach is where makum is not because we say that the hoakna was a joke, but rather we say that his gemiras das was only to makne to both of them together, and he was not gomer bedaita lahaknes ozeh beloiza kvum, and therefore, since the chamor cannot be kaina, there was no gemiras das that the person should be kaina without the chamor being able to be kaina. Now, achir pasha pshan the Rashbam, this the Rashbam says, the Rav Amnuna says loyom akum, is because we say gomer bedaita lahaknis lozeh beloizeh. The Rashbam means to say that he was only gomer bedaita lahaknis to the at if the chamor will also be kaina. And therefore, one is missing in the Gemara Stas that is necessary in order for the At to be Kaina. And for that reason, Rav Amnuna says, At v'chamor loy omar kum. And so to a chay one can explain Rishitas HaTesis. This HaTesis understands that we will say At v'chamor loy kona kum, even in a case that he did not know b'shas ha'kna, that the chamor was not roy l'kinyan, is because we will say that he was not gomer b'dayte l'haknes l'zeh b'loizeh. But Uchayu, one can explain Pshat in this, Rav Amnuna says, Lo Yomar Kum, with a different Mahalach. And one can say this, Rav Amnuna says, Lo Yomar Kum, is not because one is missing in the Gemiras Das, since he is not Gemer B'dayte L'Haknes L'Zeh B'Loizeh, but rather this, that we say, Lo Yomar Kum, is because since B'Kinyin Echad Shitev Shneim, for that reason we will say, Kinyin Shebatla Mektsasa Batla Kula, as we find in the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chesma Beis. And therefore, based on the halacha of kinyan shebatal mektsasa batal kula, we will say that since the kinyan as far as the chamor is batal, for that reason the kinyan is batal even as far as the at. Since there is one kinyan taking place, for that reason we will say kinyan shebatal mektsasa batal kula. That is another malach with which one can explain pshat in the Shita Rav Amnuna, who says loy omar kum. And so to Achir, one can explain Pshat and the Rashbam as well. This that the Rashbam says, "Vegomer b'dayte lahaknes lozeh b'loizeh." The Rashbam means to say that he made one kinyan, as the Rashbam says, "Bekinyan echad shitev shneim." And we do not say that he made two kinyanim, since "Vegomer b'dayte lahaknes lozeh b'loizeh," and his gemiras das was to make one kinyan, and since his gemiras das was to make one kinyan, for that reason we will say kinyan shebatla mektsasa batla kula. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Shita Rav Amnuna, and so too one can explain pshat in the Shita Rav Amnuna according to Tesfis. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara asks the following kasha, Amo yar Mordechai Ravashi meisei Rav Avya Tiyufta, meisei b'chamesh noshim avahen shnei achoyis v'ikir echad kalkoosh al teinim v'shalahen ha'isa. Now, to explain this, our Gemara asks, We find that the Rashbam explains the Pshat in our Gemara as follows. The Rashbam explains that Ma'ina Chriyas Mekudashes Va'at V'chamorhu Harim Mekadesh V'kal Kozu Kuan Chomesh Na Chriyas V'achoyes V'chichi Da Achoyes V'ikonu Na Chriyas Nami Lo Yeknu El Rashbamina Ma'sheish V'yodei K'yachukne Siyekne Akol Kerev Sheishes. Now, okay, one has to understand Pshat in the Rashbam. Why did the Rashbam explain Pshat in the Kash of our Gemara? Based on the kinyan of the Kalkola. Why did the Rashbam explain Pshat in the Kash of our Gemara? Based on the Kiddushin. And as far as the Kiddushin, it is At V'chamor, that Chayas and At Roy for Kiddushin. As we find the Rashi explains in Kiddushin and Afnan Aleph Hamad Aleph. So here to explain Pshat in the Rashbam and to explain the Hechech of the Rashbam. The Gemara is referring to the kinyan of the Kalkola and not to the Kiddushin. Is as we find by Reb Shmuel in Kiddushin. The Reb Shmuel explains that even if as far as Kinyanim one can say that he is making one Kinyan, and therefore we can apply the halacha of Kinyan Shabbatul Mektsasa Batul Kula, but as far as Kiddushin is concerned, there is not one Kiddushin taking place, but rather there is five different Kiddushins taking place. One cannot make one Kiddushin on five different Noshim, but rather there is a separate Kiddushin taking place on each Isha. And therefore, if we are to apply the halacha of At V'chamor to Kiddushin, one cannot say this, we will say At V'chamor by Kiddushin, is because the Achayas are not Ruyas of Kiddushin, but rather one has to explain that the At V'chamor of our Gemara is referring to the Kinyan of the Kalkola. As far as the Kinyan of the Kalkola, that there is one Haknah taking place, we should say Kinyan Shebatla Mektsasa Batla Kula. That is a Chaya. How one can explain Pshat in the Rashbam. Based on this, that there is one Haknah taking place, and this Rav Nuna says, that Halach is like on a Kum, is because you say Kinyan Shabbatah Mektsasa Batul Kula. One can explain another Mahalach as far as how to understand the Sheet of Rav Sheshes, who says that the person is Kleina Kula. As we mentioned before, the Rashbam explains this, Rav Sheshes says Kana Kula, is because we say that since a person knows that a Chamor is not Roy with Kinyan for that reason, he was gomer b'dayte shmishiyucha liknes mishnehem yekneh. As he mentions from Tesis, one sees that Tesis argues on the Rashbam, and Tesis understands that even without Adam Yedea, still we will say kona hakol. V'chei one can explain pshat in the sheet of Rav Sheshes according to Tesis, that since there is one hakna taking place, for that reason, if the chamor is not roy l'kinyan, the person will be kona hakol. Since that Knaas Kohan Achasa must him as well, for that reason, if the Chamor cannot be Kaina, he will be Kaina Ako. And so do we find by Rabbi Chanan in Eis Tav Kof Aleph. And for that reason, Halacha of Kana Ako will apply even to a case one does not have Adam Yedea. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the Rashbam. If we are to understand Meshitas Rashbam, this Rav Nuna says, Loya Makum, is because there is one Haknah taking place, and for that reason we will say Kinyan Shabbatul Mektsasa Batul Kula. Why did the Rashbam explain this, that according to Rav Sheshes Halachas Kana Akol, is because there is one Haknah taking place, and for that reason the person who is able to be Kina is Kina Akol. So here from the Rashbam one clearly sees that the Rashbam understands that had At V'chamor been considered one Kinyan, then we will say Kinyan Shabbatul Mektsasa Batul Kula. And this, that according to Rav Sheshes, the halacha is kana akol, is only because we say Adam yedea she'in chamor kina v'gomer b'daitesh mishuyucha liknes mishneyem yekne. And so to this, that according to Rav Nachman, the halacha is kana mechza, is not because Rav Nachman understands we do not say kinyan shabbatul mektsasa batul kula, but rather Rav Nachman understands that there are two kinyanim taking place, and since there are two kinyanim taking place, for that reason the person is kana mechza. In the Rashbam we find, as he mentioned before, that the Rashbam explains. This Rav Gemara asks, for Maisa b'chamesh noshem v'hen shtei achoyes, v'likei de'echar kalkor shel teinim shalehen hoisa, that the halach is amr chachamim ein achoyes mekudashes achoyes hudein mekudashes anachoyes mekudashes, v'amai at v'chamor hi. Is this Rav Gemara is coming to ask a kasha, both on the Shita of Rav Hamnuna, who says Oer Maklum, and on the Shita of Rav Nachman, who says Kana Mechza. And our Gemara is coming to bring right to the Shita of Rav Sheshes, who says that the person is Kleina Hakol. Well, here one has to understand Pshat and Rashbam, as we find that the Marashal and the Marashal ask, even if we are to say with the sheet of Rav Nachman that at v'chamor the person is kind of machza, that itself should be enough for us to say Hanachias Mekudashes. And therefore, how can the Rishmam say that from the Lach of Hanachias Mekudashes one can prove like Rav Sheshes that Kana HaKol? So to explain Pshat in the Rishmam, we find that the Achrinim say as follows. In the Gemara in Kedushin, we find that the Gemara in Kedushin asks the following Kasha. The Gemara in Kedushin asks, how can we say Hanachias Mekudashes? Ilema damar kolchem k'ni at v'chamoru v'at v'chamor le'kana. In the Ran, we find that the Ran brings down a machlekes harishenim. If the kasha of the Gemara in Kedushin is based on the sheet of Rav Amnuna, that at v'chamor le'kana kum, or the kasha of the Gemara in Kedushin is even if we are to say that at v'chamor the person is kind of mechsa, still the Gemara is a kasha, how can the nachrias be mekudashes? He said kolchem. The Ran explains pshat. In the sheet of the Rambam and the Baal Lachas, who understand that the kasha of the Gemara is even a kasha if we are to say kana mechza, is because shein seivrim da'och aliba da'och esamakshinon da'afil lidan da'kaim one kana mechza ha'choy mekacha chadim minayu bishon the bishon makne ikol meimer shadaitu sheyikne mi sheyucha liknes shein tam loimer shemne sheze eino yad liknes hoyikne mi sheyesh hoyad. Ava makadish ze koinahu oisa noshim bekalkoosh hotainim. Voi nitnoem elkdeshiske bekuon. Shekain derech halikeach likach ravi yofe kaachas mishum yofe. Ukashem shalikeach mimechrech yochoimer kom mechiani reitze. Kachroi sheadim lokechach on mishne mechrim. In other words, Iran explains that in a case of lokechach, even if we are to say konamechza, but still the lach will be that loy kana kvom. Since as far as Alkech is concerned, loy nitno lahem ela kdei sheyizke bekulan. In other words, as far as someone who is being makne to at v'chamar, in such a case, Rav Nachman holds that the person is kind of mechza, since there is no reason for us to say that one is dependent upon the other. On the other hand, as far as Alkech echad, then there is a svara to say that his das was only to be kind of kulan, and he only wants to be kina one together with the other. That is how the Ran explains the Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin according to the Shita, the Rambam, and the Bahag. And so to Ocher, one can explain Beshitas HaRashbam as well. This that the Rashbam explains, that the Kasha of our Gemara is this, our Gemara is asking a Kasha both on Rav Nachman and Rav Amnuna. And our Gemara is coming to prove the Shita of Rav Sheshes is because our Gemara understands that even according to Rav Nachman, it's still the halacha should be that ein achrias mekudashes. Since as far as the lekeach, he only has a mind to be lekeach kulan ka'achas. But as we mentioned before, l'chayr b'shitas Rashbam, one cannot explain like the Ran. Since Rashbam explains that the kash of our Gemara is not from the kiddushin, but rather the kash of our Gemara is from the aknas hakalkola. As far as Aknas HaKalkolach, one cannot apply this far the Ran. This far the Ran is only as far as the Baal, who is the Lekeach on the Noshim. But as far as the Noshim's Kinyan in the Kalkola, we'll clear that is a regular case of At V'chamor. And therefore, if we are to say like Rav Nachman that At V'chamor is Kana Mechza, so to the Nachriya Shebim Kudashes. So to explain Pshat and Rashbam, one has to explain based on this that we find in Ibn Kiveger explains Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam and the Bahag, who understand that the Kasha of the Gemara in Kedushin is even if we are to say like the Shita of Rav Nachman, that At V'chamor is Kana Mechza with the following Mahalach. Ibn Kiveger explains that there is a difference between At V'chamor and Kulchem, and even though by At V'chamor the Halacha is Kana Mechza, but by Kulchem, even according to Rav Nachman, the Halacha will be like Kana V'leikom. And therefore, the Mishnah in Kedushin, which is referring to a case of Kulchem for that reason, even according to Rav Nachman, the Nachriya should not be Mekudashes. And so, to Ocher, one can explain Meshitas HaRashbam. This, that the Rashbam understands that the Kash of our Gemara is even according to Rav Nachman, is because we are referring to a case of Kulchem. And since he was Makne, the Akno, to Kulchem for that reason, even according to Rav Nachman, the Halacha will be that we will say, Loi Kona Kvom. In other words, this Rav Nachman argues on Rav Amnuna is because Rav Nachman understands that At V'chamor are two separate kinyonim. There are two separate kinyonim taking place, and for that reason, the At is not affected by the fact that the Chamor is not kaina. And we will now take Kinyan Shebatel Mektsas Batel Kuah, since again there are two Kinyanim taking place. On the other hand, by Kochem, that there is one Kinyan taking place for that reason, even according to Rav Nachman, you will say, Loi Kono Kvom. But now one has to understand, if so, what is Pshat in this, that the Rashbam says that according to Rav Sheshes, who says Kono Kuah, for that reason, the Nachias Arme Kudashes, who says Rav Sheshes, argues in a case of Kochem. Based on this, I mentioned before B'Shem the Rashbam, that the Rashbam explains Pshat in the Sheet of Rav Sheshes. This Rav Sheshes says Konokua is because Adam Yidea, one can explain Pshat in our Rashbam very simply, and say that even though he said Kochem, but even by Kochem, since we say Adam Yidea, Kochem is not referring to Achayas, and since Kochem is not referring to Achayas for that reason, the Nachrias are Mekudashes. That is Zuchira, how one can explain Pshat in our Rashbam. In the Mordechai, and so too is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat Simen Reish Gimel, we find the following three shittas as far as a case that someone is makne metaltlin umoyes bechalipin. Generally speaking, the halacha is that one can only be makne either karka or metaltlin bechalipin, and one cannot be makne moyes bechalipin. As the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, a matpeya is not nikne bechalipin. Now, what is the halacha if someone was makne Moyes Metaltlin Beyachad with Chalipin? The Mordechai brings down three shitas. The first shita is that by Moyes Metaltlin we will say Lekonokvum, and the Chalipin did not even work for Metaltlin. The second shita is this that we will say that Chalipin works in Metaltlin and not for the Moyes. And the third shita that the Mordechai brings down is this that we will say that just like the Chalipin works in Metaltlin, so too the Chalipin will work for the Moyes. Now, one has to understand Pshat in the third Shita that we will say that since Chalipin works in Metaltlin, so too Chalipin works in the Moyes. What happened to the Halacha, the Moyes, are generally speaking not Nikne b'Chalipin. So to explain Pshat in the third Shita, one has to say as follows. This, that Chalipin does not work for Moyes, is because Chalipin is not considered a Maisa Kinyan as far as Moyes are concerned. And for that reason, we will say the matpeya is not nikne b'chalipin. And for that reason, the third shita understands that if someone was makne moyes metaltlin biyachad, that there is one haknah taking place, since the chalipin is considered a maisa kinyan as far as the metaltlin, for that reason, the chalipin will work for the moyes as well. We can no longer say that one does not have a maisa kinyan, since again, there is one haknah taking place. And the Chalipin is a Maisa Kinyan as far as Metaltlin, for that reason, even the Moyes will be Nikne the Chalipin. And for that reason, we find in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Tes that if someone was Makne l'chaveroi, Dover Shaloi Bola'ilam, together with something which is Bola'ilam, that even though one is Kinyan the Dover Shaloi'ilam, but still one is not Kinyan the Dover Shaloi Bola'ilam. And we will not say that since one is Kaina the Dover Shabalayim, for that reason one should be able to be Kaina the Dover Shalayim as well. Since as far as Layim, the Chsarin of Layim is not because one is missing a Maisa Kenyan, but rather one is missing the ability for the Chalais Kenyan to be able to be Chal. And therefore the fact that he's being Makna Layim together with a Balayim does not make any difference whatsoever, and still the Kenyan will not be Chal on the Layim. This that we find in the Sma and Simen Reish Gimel of Katan Yotes, that there is a tzad that if someone is makne a davar shaloi b'alayim together with a davar shaloi, the one will even be able to be kaina the davar shaloi b'alayim, is only if we are to understand that the chsarin of ein adam makne davar shaloi b'alayim is a chsarin in the Maisa Kenyan. And since there is a chsarin in the Maisa Kenyan, for that reason, if there is one haknah taking place, that then the Maisa Kinyan is considered a Maisa Kinyan as far as the Bala'ilam is concerned. For that reason, one will even be able to be Kaina the Dover Shaloi Bala'ilam together with the Dover Shabala'ilam. And the Kinyan will be Chal on the Dover Shaloi Bala'ilam when the Chethet is Bala'ilam. Now getting back to the Mordechai again, the first Shita that the Mordechai brings down is this that we say, that if someone is Makne, Metaltan Amoyes, the Kinyan Chalipin, the Dalach is Loi Konakwam. And so too is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Gimel. What happened to the halacha of At v'chamor, that we paskin that the halacha is that the person is kaina mechta like the shita of Rav Nachman. And therefore, so too we should say than the case that someone was makna mois and metaltim biyachav a kinyan chalipin, even though kinyan chalipin does not work as far as mois is concerned, but still chalipin should work as far as metaltilin. So to explain pshat in this, that there is a shita that holds that one is not even kinyan metaltilin, even though at v'chamor the person is kinyan mechza. We find in the Ksais and Simon Reishud, Sivkatan Hey the following Mahalach. The Ksais says that there is a difference between At v'chamor and the case of Chalipin, since by At v'chamor, the Kenyan involves two people. He's being makna to At v'chamor. And for that reason we will say that even though the Chamor cannot be Kena, but still the person will be Kena Mechza. On the other hand, by one person we will say that if the Kenyan cannot be Chal, as far as the Moyes are concerned, so too the Kinyan cannot be Chal as far as the Metalton are concerned. Well, Chere Pshat and the Ksais is as follows. The Ksais understands this that according to Rav Nachman, the Halacha is Kona Mechza, is because there are two Kinyanim taking place, and therefore we will not say Kinyan Shebatla Mechtsasa Batla Kula. But as far as the case of Chalipin, that there is one Kinyan taking place, for that reason we will say Kinyan Shebatla Mechtsasa Batla Kula. And for that reason, the Ksais goes on to say this, that we find in the Rambam, as we mentioned before, that the Rambam explains the Pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin. This, that the Gemara in Kedushin asks, that the Nachriya Shanapim Kudoshis, based on the Halacha of At v'Chamor, is even the Halacha that we pass in the Rav Nachman, that At v'Chamor is Kona Mechza. And even though At v'Chamor is Kona Mechza, but still we will say that the Nachriya Shanapim Kudoshis is because, as far as the case, that he was Mekadesh B'Kalkola, and he was Mekadesh B'Kalkola all the Noshim V'Asachas, he gave one Isha the Kalkola to be Zeche in the Kalkola for all the Noshim. And since, as Ksais explains, the Isha is considered the Shliach of the Mezaka to be Zeche for all the Noshim, there is one Shlichus taking place. And since there is one Shlichus taking place, for that reason we will say Shlichus HaBatol Mektsasa Batol Kula. Since even according to Rav Nachman, there is a halacha batal mektsasa batal kula, just by At v'chamor, Rav Nachman understands that there are two kinyanim taking place. And for that reason, the Ksais goes on to explain. Pshat in this, that the Rashbam says that only according to Rav Sheshes can we understand the halacha of Nachriyas Mekudoshes, since according to Rav Sheshes, the Shlichos is only for the Nachriyas and the Achayas and Apachal, since Adam Yedea. So again, the Ksais explains Pshat in the first sheet of the Mordechai. This, that by Chalipin, the halacha will be that one is not even Kinyan the Metalton, is because even according to Rav Nachman, there's halacha of Kinyan Shebatal Mektsasa Batal Kula. Just Rav Nachman understands by At v'Chamor, there are two Kinyanim taking place. In the Mordechai, we find that the Mordechai explains that this, that there is a Shita that holds that in the case of someone's Makna Moyes and Metalton b'Chalipin, that even though Chalipin does not work for the Moyes, but still Chalipin works in Metaltlin, is even if we are to say that by At v'Chamor, the Halach is loikonakvum, like the Shita of Rav Amnuna, and even like the Shita of Rav Amnuna, that the Halach is loikonakvum, but still the Chalipin will work for Metaltlin. The Mordechai explains, because by Chamor, the Lav Bar Kenyan Hu, Avo Matpeya Nikne b'Meshicha v'Agbao v'Teyas Chotzer, and since a matpeya is nikna b'mishicha v'agbah v'teiras chatzer, for that reason, even according to Rav Nuna, by matpeya u'metalton, the halacha will be the chalipin will work as far as metalton is concerned. Now, one has to understand pshat in the Mordechai. What difference does it make, the fact that a matpeya is nikna b'mishicha v'agbah v'teiras chatzer? But at the end of the day, a matpeya is not nikna v'chalipin, and therefore we should apply the halacha of Rav Nuna, Avat v'chamor loy konakum. So to explain Pshat the Mordechai, I would first like to imak him with this that we find by Rav Shachan Avi Ezri in Perek Tes Melchus Ishos Halacha Beis. In the Gemara in Kedushin, and after now from the base, we find that the Gemara says as follows: Umayse nami b'chamish nashim uvahem shtei achoyes v'liked echad kalkol shalteinim v'amere kolchem v'achas m'shtei achoyes mekudoshes liba kalkol azu. In the Gemara, one sees that such a case is not similar to At v'Chamor. In Avmiluim, in Simim Mem Aleph Siv Katan Gimel, you find that Avmiluim asks that in a case that he said, Kulchem, Va'achas Mishdei Achoyes Mekudoshes, According to Rav, holds a kedushin she'ena misurin ubiyalei have kedushin. That as far as achas mishnei achoyes, now one of the achoyes is mekudashes, it should be similar to a case of atvach amor. So to explain pshat and the mor kedushin, that Mulam explains pshat and the mor kedushin based on the Mordechai that we said before. That the entire halacha of atvach amor is because a chamor is not royal kinyan. On the other hand, as far as achas mishnei achayes, achas mishnei achoyes is ru'uyah for kedushin. Just it happens to be that we do not know which one of the achayes is mekudashes, and therefore one has a kedushin she'ena mesurin ubiya. But the achas mishnei achayes is ru'uyah for kedushin, and therefore it is not considered like atvach amor. Rav Shach explains that the chesaron of atvach amor is because there is a chesaron in the ma'isa kinyan. Such a ma'isa is not considered a ma'isa kinyan. In other words, since there is one ma'isa kinyan taking place, if one does a ma'isa kinyan in someone who is not a bar ma'isa kinyan, then there is something missing in the ma'isa kinyan. And for that reason, by atvach hamor, Rav Nuna understands that atvach hamor lo ikon akum, since the chamor is not a bar ma'isa kinyan, and he did a ma'isa kinyan for the chamor as well, for that reason, the ma'isa kinyan is not considered a ma'isa kinyan, and the halach is lo ikon akum. By achas mishtei achoyes, that achas mishtei achoyes is a bar ma'isa kinyan, even though the kedushin is not chal mitam vaday, but still one cannot apply the halach of atvach hamor. And for that reason, the Mordechai explains that as far as chalipin, that one did chalipin in metaltan amoyes, even though moyes are not niknes b'chalipin, but since moyes are niknes b'mashicha v'agbah v'chotzer, for that reason, moyes are a bar ma'isa kinyan. And the fact that he did chalipin to moyes is not a chesaron in the ma'isa kinyan of chalipin for us to say loy kon akvom. And for that reason, the Mordechai explains that even if we are to say like Rav Amnuna, that atvach hamor is like anakum, but still, by moyes and metaltan, the halacha will be the chalipin will work for metaltan. Based on this, how we mentioned before, that the achrenim explain pshat in the shita of the Rambam and the Bahag, that the Rambam and the Bahag explain that the kasha, the gemara and kedushin is even going b'shitas of Nachman, who understands that the halacha is kana mechza, and still the gemara and kedushin asks that why are nachrias mekudashes, since you are referring to a case of kolchem, and by kolchem, even according to Rav Nachman, the halacha will be like kana kum. One can explain that by kolchem, that there is one ma'isa kinyan taking place for that reason. If there is a chesaron in the ma'isa kinyan, as far as achoyes, that chesaron will affect nachrias as well. And one is missing in the ma'isa kinyan for that reason, even achriya should not be mekudashes. This, I think, Gemara Kedushin says that according to Rava, we are referring to a case that he said, kolchem va'achas mishtei achoyes. This, that one no longer has a chesaron of atvach hamor, is because the Gemara is referring to the chesaron of atvach hamor of kolchem. Since the case is that he said, kolchem va'achas mishtei achoyes, now one no longer has a chesaron of kolchem. And the entire chesaron is only the regular chesaron of atvach hamor, which according to Rav Nachman is kana mechza. And for that reason, one can say, as we find by Kiveger, this that we find in the Rashbam and our sugya, that the Rashbam explains pshat and the kash of our Gemara. This our Gemara asks from Malachim Nachrias Mekudashes, based on atvach hamor, is as Rashbam explains because of the chesaron of kedushin she'einon mesurin wabia. Is because Rashbam explains our Gemara is asking, even after the Kimta of Rava, who explains that we are not referring to a case of Kochem, but rather we are referring to a case that he said Kochem va'achas mishtei achoyes, that then the chesaron is not because of the halach of kosheinu bezachar za'afil bevasachas, but rather it is only because one has a chesaron of kedushin she'ena mesurin ubiya. And our Gemara is asking that based on the halach of kedushin she'ena mesurin ubiya, one should have that halacha of atvach hamor, since the halacha of atvach hamor is not dependent upon this, that there is a chesaron in the ma'isa kinyan, but rather it is dependent upon this, that there is a chesaron in gemiras das, and for that reason one should have the chesaron of atvach hamor. So again, getting back to our gemara, this, the Rav Nuna understands that atvach hamor loikon akum can be explained with a number of mahalchim. The first mahalach is the mahalach of Rabbeinu Gershom. This, how we say, atvach hamor ikon akvum, is because since a person knows that a chamor is not koine for that reason, when he says at v'chamor, he means that the person should be koine like the chamor, and therefore the whole kinyan is a joke. According to the pshat of Rabbeinu Gershom, this, that according to Rabbeinu Lavoch is loy kona kvum, is only because we are referring to a case that a person knows that the chamor does not have the ability to be koine, and for that reason we say that the whole kinyan is a joke. On the other hand, if the person would not know, then even according to Vamnuna, the halacha would not be loy kana kum, but rather the halacha would either be kana mechza, or the person would be kana kula. In Tesis, as we mentioned before, we find that Tesis argues on Rabbeinu Gershom, and Tesis understands that the halacha of Vamnuna of loy kana kum applies even to a case that the person did not know that the chamor cannot be kana. And even in such a case, we will say, according to Vamnuna loy kana kum. And so too we find in the Ritvan Kiddushim B'Shem HaRavid, that the Ritvan Kiddushim B'Shem HaRavid explains this, that we find in our Gemara that there is a machlekes by Ya'at v'chamor, is only referring to a case that the person did not know that the chamor cannot be kaina. In a case that the person knew that the chamor cannot be kaina, everyone agrees that the halacha is loy kana kvum. And for that reason, the Ritvan B'Shem HaRavid goes on to explain this, that the Gemara in Kiddushim asks, on the case that someone was Mekadesh Chamesh Nashim, and between the Chamesh Nashim there are Shnei Achayis, that we should apply the halacha of At v'chamor, is because the Gemara is asking Aliba de Kuei Alma, since a person knows that a person cannot be Mekadesh Shnei Achayis for that reason, when a person is Mekadesh Chamesh Nashim, and between the Chamesh Nashim are Shnei Achayis, everyone will agree that the halacha is Loi Kona Kvum. Everyone agrees that in such a case, the entire Kiddushin is a joke. And this, how we find in our Gemara, that there is a machlekes, is only in a case that the person did not know if the chamor can be kaina or not. So to explain the halacha of at v'chamor loy kona kvum, even in a case that the person did not know that the chamor cannot be kaina, as we mentioned, one can explain pshat with one of three mahalchim, either one can explain by saying, as we find in the Marit, in Choshem Mishpat, Simon and Beis, that there is a chesaron in Gemiras Das, that the person's das was to be makne to at v'chamor, and if v'chamor cannot be kaina, the person did not have das to be makne to at. That is the first mahalach as far as how to explain at v'chamor loy kona kvum, in a case that the person did not know that the chamor cannot be kaina. And according to this mahalach, the Marit goes on to say that the chesaron of at v'chamor loy kona kvum will only apply to a kanan and at to a matana. Since by Matana we will not say that there was no Gemiras Das, but rather by Matana we will say that there was Gemiras Das, even in a case of At v'chamor, and the At will be Kaina at least Mechza. The second Mahalach as far as how to explain At v'chamor loy kona kvum, even in such a case, is based on this, that we find by Reb Chaim in Perek Yudal Mehilchas Eidos. Reb Chaim explains that there is one Haknah taking place, and since there is one akana taking place, for that reason we will say kinyan shabatla miktsasa batla kula. The third mahalach is, as he mentioned, b'shem Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, that halacha v'at v'chamor loy kona kvum is because since there is one maisa kinyan, and the maisa kinyan v'chamor is not considered a maisa kinyan, for that reason we are missing in the maisa kinyan that is necessary in order for the at to be kaina. That is a third of mahalach as far as how to explain at v'chamor loy kona kvum. According to the last two mahalachim, as far as how to explain at v'chamor, the chesaron of at v'chamor will apply even to a case of matana, even though by matana there is no chesaron of gemiras das, as he mentioned before, b'shem the Marit. But still, as far as this, that there is a chesaron of kinyan shebatla miktsasa batla kula, and as far as this, that we are missing in the Maisa Kinyan, that chesaron will apply to a case of Matana as well. Now, as far as the sheet of Rav Sheshes, who understands by At v'chamor that Allah has an At is kaina kula, as we mentioned, one can explain Pshat in the sheet of Rav Sheshes with one of two Malchim. Either one can explain as Rashbam explains. This that At is kaina kula is because we say that the Das of the Makna was to be makna to the at kula. Since he knows that the chamor cannot be kaina for that reason, he meant to be makna to the at kula. According to the Rashbam, the halacha of Rav Sheshes only applies to a case that the person knew that the chamor cannot be kaina. Only then do we say that the at is kaina kula. On the other hand, according to the shita of Tesvis, and according to the shita of the Raiva that we mentioned before, who understand that our Gemara is referring to a case that the person did not know, that the chamor cannot be koina, and so according to Rav Sheshes Halachas at is koina kula, is because we say that since there is one kinyan taking place, for that reason, if the chamor cannot be koina, the at will be koina kula. And Rav Sheshes is chilak on the aside of kinyan shebatla miktsasa batla kula, and so to Rav Sheshes argues on this that we say that there is something missing in the Maisa kinyan. And for that reason, Rav Sheshes understands that at is koina kula, even in a case the person did not know that the chamor is not royal kinyan. Now, as far as the shita of Rav Nachman who understands by at v'chamor the loch is kana mechza, this according to Rav Nachman, the loch is kana mechza, is the chayyur because we say that there are two separate kinyanim taking place. And for that reason, even in a case of the chamor cannot be koina, but so at will be koina and the at will be koina mechza. In the Taz in Yerodeus, the narration on Ches of Katan Vav, we find that the Taz brings down the following chiddush of the Darki Moshe b'shem Arashba, that the Darki Moshe brings down b'shem Arashba if someone said, "Im esachek etin usar kach v'kach u'hektish kach v'kach, hoyo da havi asmachto gavi hedyit havi asmachto gam u'hektish." Since, as far as the hedyit is concerned, there is a chesaron of asmachta, the chesaron of asmachta will apply to hektish as well. The Taz explains pshat in the sheet of the Rashba by saying that such a case is doime to kni at v'chamor d'loikana, like we find in our Gemara and we find in Chesham Mishpat and Simon Reishod. Now, everyone has to understand pshat in the Taz. By at v'chamor we paskin that the at is koina mechza. And so too we should say that since as far as hektish there is no chesaron of asmachta, even though he said im esachek etin usar kach v'kach ul hektish kach v'kach, but still hektish be koina mechza, and the chesaron of asmachta relative to hedyit should not affect his chiv to hektish. So to explain pshat in the Taz l'chir, one can say as follows. This Rav Nachman understands that halacha be'at v'chamor is this, that we say that at is koina mechza, and we say that there are two separate kinyanim taking place, is only because of Nachman understands like the shita of Rav Hamnuna that had we considered at v'chamor as one kinyan, then we would say kinyan shebatla miktsasa batal kula, and that at would not be koina anything. And therefore, in order to mekayim the kinyan, we say that he meant to make two kinyanim. If we are to say like the Shita of Rav Sheshes, that by at v'chamor the at is koina kula, then we would not say, like Rav Nachman, that there are two separate kinyonim taking place, but rather we would say that only one kinyon is taking place. The hechrich for this, that there are two kinyonim taking place, is in order to mekayim the kinyon, since without us saying that there are two kinyonim taking place, we will say kinyon shebatol miktsasa batol kula, and even the at will not be koina anything. And since the sheets of Rav Sheshes is based on Rav Hamnuna, that by one kinyan we will say kinyan shebatla miktsasa batla kula, for that reason wherever one has one kinyan, or wherever one has one heschaivas, then we will say that if a chilek is batal, it is batal in its entirety. And for that reason the Taz says that based on the loch of at v'chamor koina mechza, for that reason in the case of the Chuvas HaRashba, that the person said a mesachik etin usar kach v'kach lo hektish kach v'kach, hoyol davi asmachto gavi hedyit havi asmachto gamu hektish. Since in that case there was one hischaivos, the fact that the hischaivos relative to hedyit is not a good hischaivos, since as far as hedyit there is a chesaron of asmachto, that chesaron of asmachto will affect hektish as well. And so to a chayus pshat in the Beis Yosef near a day and simen reish no neches. The Beis Yosef says that if someone made a kinyan sodder to his wife sheyas u gerishin v'gam hamidu knosas al kach, kivan shena kinyan chal al gerishin gam al knas enei chal, dahave k'moy kniat v'chamor. Again, one can ask, by kniat v'chamor, the halach is kona mechza. And therefore, the kinyan should be chal as far as the knosas are concerned. Based on this, as I said before, one can explain pshat in the Beis Yosef as follows. That by kinyan soder, there is one kinyan taking place. And since there is one kinyan and one heschaivas taking place, For that reason, according to Rav Nachman, we will say in such a case, Kinyin Shabbatal Miktsasa Batal Kula. And for that reason, the Beis Yosef says that in such a case, since Eina Kinyin Chal Al Geirushin Gamal Aknas Einoi Chal. And so to Achir, one can explain Pshat and the Mordechai that we mentioned before as well. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following case. Hahu Da'amu Adibisun Achasei Leich Vila Vanayich. Amr Rav Yosef Kansa Mechza. Our Gemara goes on to ask the following kasha: Meisav Reb Zera Omer Harelai Mincha Mei Sarin Vahavi Bishnei Kelim Mevi Shisha Mekuyachad Varbaim Mekuyachad V'mehevi Chamisha Mekuyachad V'chamisha Mekuyachad Yatsa Imhevi Inu Chatchiloi V'isal Kadaita Kol Kei Agavna Palgo Palgohu Afilu L'chatchilo Nami. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following kash on our Gemara. Tesis asks, Temo Ari. Demai kashale, v'chi ein pashat rei ba'imer nechase v'shnei b'nei adam, sh'yi u'shavim, v'afiochi v'mincha v'chatchil alai, v'mkei na karchach mishom do karmengadol kamech avin. So to answer the kash of Tesis, one can say as follows. That in Rabbi Yosef was in Schadish, that when someone says, nechase leich, there are two separate haknoyas taking place. And since there are two separate haknoyas taking place for that reason, each one is neitel mechza. And we do not say that the isha is neitel as ke'echad min habanim. Had we understood that there is only one haknoy, then the halacha should be that each one is neitel and equal chilak in the haknoy. And therefore the isha will be neitel as ke'echad min habanim. This that if someone says, Nechase v'shnei b'nei adam, that it is pashit, that each one of the people takes an equal chilek, is because even if it is one akna, but still each one will take an equal chilek in the akna. From Rav Yosef, on the other hand, one sees that there are two separate aknois taking place, and so too in a case that someone says, Arelai mincha me'er yisar nu'ahavi b'shnei kelim, our Gemara understands that according to Rav Yosef, he's being mechayiv himself to bring two separate menaches. And we will not say a korban gadol kamiskaven, but rather we will say that he's mechaven for two korbanis. And therefore Gemara asks that he should be able chatchila to bring chamishim b'kli echad v'chamishim b'kli echad. Our Gemara answers the kasha by saying that in such a case, Rabbi Yosef agrees that a korban gadol kamiskaven, and there is only one korban. We do not say that he is mechaven for two different karbanis. Based on this, as we said before, Rabbi Yosef is going a step further than the chiddush of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was a mechadish vayat v'chamar that at is kaina mechza, only in a case that in order to mekayim the kinyan one needs for us to say that there are two separate kinyanim taking place. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosef understands that we say that there are two separate kinyanim taking place even where it is not necessary to mekayim the kinyan. Even in a case, the one will have a kiyum akinyan even if there is only one akna, but still we will say that there are two separate aknois taking place. And for that reason, Rabbi Yosef understands that the ish will get mechza and the ish will not be neitelas ke'echad min habanim. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha. Hahu deshader piski deshiroi lebeisei amir abami haruyin lebanim lebanim ruuyin lebanes lebanes. In the Rambam, we find that the Rambam brings down the following halacha: Misha Sholach va'amar yitnu elu abonai. This that halacha is yitnu abonais is only referring to a case that the nechasim were only ru'iyim abonis, but in a case that the nechasim were ru'iyim was zacharim unakeves yitlu oisan hazacharim. Now to explain pshat in this, that the Rambam says that by hoy ru'iyim was zacharim unakeves yitlu oisan hazacharim, we find a tremendous machlekes in the Mefarshim. The Beis Yosef, the Chamishna, and so too is Mavur in the Meiri, explain that the Rambam is even referring to a case that he was Sholach Stam Li Tinuvne Beisai, and even in such a case we will say that if it is Ru'im was Charm on a Keves Yitlu Oisan Hazacharim, this that we will say in such a case Yitlu Oisan Hazacharim is as we find in the Machne Ephraim. In Hochas Chiyan Simim Mem Gimel, is because Da'ite Shal Adam is Kriva Eitzel HaZacharim. And for that reason, only by a case that in a chasm are only ruin with bonus, do we say that the bonus are neitlois oisan. In the Sma, the Bach, and the Mishnah Melech, we find that they explain Pshat and the Shita of the Rambam with a different Melech, and they explain that the Rambam is only referring to a case that he said with Bonai, and Bonai is Mashma only Zcharim. Just by Nechasim that are only Ru'im with Bonis, we say that from this, that the Nechasim are only Ru'im with Bonis, that itself is a Hechrich that he meant to give those Nechasim to his bonus. But in a case that someone sent his nechasim of Nevei Seistam, even according to the Rambam, we will say that if one has nechasim that are ru'im both lebonim or lebonis, they will be cholkim. So again, according to the Mahalach of the Sma, the Bach, and the Mishnah Malach will come out that as far as the case of Hudah Shodar, Piski Dishiru Lebeise, really the halacha should be achleiku. Just the Rambam is mechadish that as far as nechasim are ru'im lebonim, as far as those nechasim, we say that those nechasim go exclusively to the banim, and nechasim aruin with banis go exclusively to the banis. As far as all other nechasim that are ruin both for banim and for banis, we will say achleiku. On the other end, according to the Beis Yosef in the Lechem Mishnah, really the halacha should be in such a case that the banim should take the nechasim, since da'itei shel adam is kriva eitzel habanim. Rabbi was mechadish that as far as nechasim she'einam ru'im lebanim, since nechasim are only ru'im lebanis, we say that those nechasim he meant to give to the banis. Now as far as this, the Rambam understands that even in a case that he said yitnu elu lebanim, but still the banis have a right to take, at least by nechasim she'einam ru'im elu lebanis, l'chir one has to understand, in our Gemara l'chir one clearly sees, that banis are not included in banai, as we find that the entire shaila of our Gemara is only in a case that someone said nechasai lebonei and he only had one son. Do we say that since he said bonei b'lashon rabim and he only has one son, for that reason bonei has to include bonis as well? Or do we say that even though he only has one son, but still bonei is only referring to bonim and not bonis? But in a case someone said bonei and he has more than one son, l'chir it is pasha to our Gemara that bonis are not included. And therefore, how can the Rambam say that even in a case that he said yitnu a bonei, but still the bonis will get? So to explain pshat in the Rambam, l'chir one can say that the Rambam understands that the shayla of our Gemara is only a shayla as far as nechasim that are ru'im both lebonim u'lebonis, as far as nechasim that are ru'im both lebonim u'lebonis, do we say that in a case that he said lebonai and he only has one ben, are the bonis included or not? But as far as nechasim she'einam ru'im el lebonis, it is pashet that the bonis are included. From this, that he gave nechasim she'einam ru'im el lebonis, that itself is a hechrich for us to say that bonis are included. But that is only if we are to explain this, that the Rambam says that by nechasim sheruim ubanim ubanis that the banim take is only because he said ubanai, as we mentioned before, b'shem the Sma, the Bach, and the Mishnah Melech. On the other end, according to the Beis Yosef and the Lecha Mishnah, who understand that as far as nechasim sheruim was charem unakevis, only this charem take has nothing to do with the fact that he said a bonai, but rather it is dependent upon this, that da'itei shel adam is kriva eitzel hazacharim, then even if we are to say that since he said b'lashon rabim yitnu a bonai, and he only has one ben, for that reason bonis are b'chlal, but still as far as nechasim sheruim u'bonim u'bonis, we should say that only the zacharim take and the bonis do not take. So to explain pshat and the makar of the Rambam according to the Beis Yosef in the Lecha Mishnah, l'chir one has to say that the makar of the Rambam is from the Yerushalmi in Ksuvas and Perkei Gimel Halacha Aleph, that the Yerushalmi says if someone says yinotnu elu lebonav b'neisav bechlal, and the Yerushalmi is chilak on the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi understands that b'neisav are bechlal, but again, that is only by nechasim she'einam ru'im elu lebanis, and not as far as nechasim she'ru'im lebanim u'lebanis. That is a chir pshat in the Rambam according to the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef in the Lecha Mishnah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.